It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Political campaigns in Wisconsin can be close, so any voting bloc could decide the next election. But the influence of suburban voters has grown, partly because they've shown a willingness to change their minds. As WPR's Sean Johnson reports, that's been the case in Waukesha County, where both parties are competing for votes.
Volunteers worked fast to set up metal folding chairs on a recent Thursday evening at the Southminster Presbyterian Church in Waukesha. Almost as quickly as they're added, people fill the rows of seats. Amid the cacophony, the church's PA system crackles to life with an announcement.
The
monthly meeting of the Waukesha County Democratic Party is about to start. There's a guest speaker tonight. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is from the county. She says she brags about the standing room only crowds at these meetings to Democrats in other parts of the state.
It is so exciting to me to see this level of commitment.
In the crowd is Chris Bethy from Pewaukee. She says she remembers when she moved to the suburbs 20 years ago.
We felt like we were the only Democrats in the whole county. And now I know most of these people sitting here believe that same thing. Until you start going to meetings and talking to people, and then you realize you're not alone.
County Party Chair Matt Moreno says it's taken years of work for Democrats to get to this point. But he says the suburbs are changing, and it gives the party an opening.
If we invest in this community, we block the Republicans from ever having a statewide victory in Wisconsin because we're undermining the heartbeat of the Republican Party in Wisconsin.
For decades, the Republican formula for winning Wisconsin relied on running up the numbers in Waukesha County and neighboring suburbs. This area was the foundation of the GOP's power in the state. Former Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen represented part of Waukesha as a Republican legislator from 1992 to 2006.
I frequently got as much as 78% of the vote when I represented this area. Today, that same territory now leans slightly towards the Democrats.
Jensen says around a decade ago, Democrats got more active, knocking on doors and putting up yard signs.
Before, they would just give up and try to rack up the numbers in Madison and Milwaukee. Now they realize they can win some of these areas, and they have been doing that.
Part of the reason both parties campaign here now is the mix of voters. You could find a sample of that at the city of Waukesha's recent Oktoberfest celebration. The county is still mostly conservative voters, like Ross Van Evenhoven of Brookfield. He says he's voting for former President Donald Trump, despite some of the stuff Trump says.
I look at it more of the policies are what's important. I could really care less what he says on a day-to-day basis. It's what he actually does.
There are undecided voters, like Randy Johanning of Waukesha, who doesn't talk about politics much.
I keep my mouth shut. So I listen. That's my thing.
And there are Democratic voters like Anna Marie Vassalotti of Waukesha, who says she's supporting Vice President Kamala Harris. Vassalotti says she knows some Republicans are considering doing the same thing this year.
And it may not have changed their true political beliefs at heart, but at this particular election, they may choose to vote differently.
For Democrats, a best-case scenario in this election might be to crack 40% of the vote across the county. That may seem modest, but in a county the size of Waukesha, it changes the political calculus for Wisconsin. When it comes to why this is happening, there are a couple schools of thought. Trump's influence on the suburban vote can't be ignored. Since he arrived on the scene, Republicans' numbers have dropped in suburbs across the country. But suburbs like Waukesha County are also going through demographic changes. Moreno, with the County Democratic Party, says that could have lasting implications.
Yes, the next election is really important, but in Waukesha, we need to be thinking about the next five elections because that's where we're heading and that's what we need to focus on.
Republicans, like Jensen, think the right messages could bring back their commanding margins. But right now, neither party can take the suburbs for granted. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.